Welcome to Earl.
Hi, my name is Bill Spirey. I'm here today to give you a quick demonstration of our new app called Earl, E-A-R-L. You can find Earl at our homepage on the web at www.earlspeech, that's earlspeech.com. Earl is a newspaper reading app, but it's unique because we've got a very special interface. The interface involves nothing visual on the screen. This has been designed for people who want to read the paper every day but don't want to be troubled with having to learn a lot of complicated gestures or commands or settings. We've got a very unique interface that involves a simple gesture and a series of straightforward, intuitive voice commands that help you control every feature and function within the application. The easiest way for me to demonstrate this for you is to simply go ahead and use Earl. I'm going to initiate my commands with a single finger double tap, that's like on the screen with the pat of my finger, and first going to launch Earl, and then I'm going to go through a series of commands. What's going to come up on the screen initially is a list of my favorite newspapers. These are newspapers that I have set myself, selected from our library, which is around 300 papers from all over the United States and all over the world at this point, and it's a collection that's growing regularly. So to get started with Earl, I'm going to use VoiceOver. I'm blind myself, so I'm not able to see the screen, but VoiceOver gives me the ability to find the icon on my homepage.
Earl.
And I'm going
to double tap to open.
I'm going to double tap.
Welcome to Earl.
Earl.
Newspapers. 1. Chicago Tribune. 2. Los Angeles Times. 3. Star Tribune. 4. The Australian. 5. The Forum of Fargo Moorhead. 6. The Oregonian. 7. The Register Guard. 8. The San Diego Union Tribune. 9. The Telegraph. 10. USA Today. To make a selection, double tap the screen and wait for the tone, then speak. To hear the list of newspapers again, say read again. To add or remove newspapers from the list of favorites, say favorites. To change the voice or speed settings, say settings. To subscribe, say subscribe. To get help, say help.
On our homepage here, the first screen, we call it the newspaper list. It's a list of favorite papers. It starts out normally with a default of about 3 or 4 papers that we've selected that we just have built into that collection. And I've added some other papers myself. I'm not going to take time during this demonstration to show you favorites, but on a different podcast, I'll follow with that. To make my selection, you heard a list of papers, and I'm going to double tap the screen with one finger and say either the number or a word or a couple of words from any one of the selection options that I have. And there was a list of newspapers here. I know my hometown paper, the Register Guard, is in here. I'm from Eugene, Oregon, and that's my home paper. And so I'm going to select the Register Guard. First double tap. Register Guard.
The Register Guard, sections 1, business, 2, sports, 3, arts and entertainment, 4, health and living,
interrupt.
5.
Stop.
Stopped.
I interrupted it because I kind of know what I want here, and the nice thing about Earl is any one of these lists, if you can anticipate what's going to be on your in your selection options, you can go ahead and select it. You don't have to wait for the whole screen to continue. You also don't have to pause it. I chose to pause it so I could give you a quick explanation. As you saw, I used one of our other commands, once again, pretty straightforward, stop, and I could use start as an alternative command to start reading again from where I left off. I also have the option of using a command called read again. Once again, I think it's pretty intuitive, and that would take us to the beginning of the page and begin reading all the content that's on this screen again. We also have some alternative gestures that speed it up a little bit for those that are comfortable using gestures, and I'll demonstrate one of those right now. Rather than tapping and saying start, which would do the same thing, I'm going to use a two-finger double tap. People are familiar with this if they've used VoiceOver and used other types of media players on their iDevice. It's sometimes referred to as the two-finger double tap. And I'm going to do that to start.
5. Editorial and opinion. To make a selection, double tap the screen and wait for the tone, then speak.
Sports.
Sports.
And it should list my articles in the sports section of the
Register Guard. Articles. 1. Utes look to Erickson to rev him up. 2. Piazza swinging poison pen can't solely Scully. 3. Kenny Brew grabs chance to advance. 4. Wilcox sparks Titans victory. 5. Wildcats snow under DAWGS. 6. Tracktown Guru is crazy like a fox. 7. Beacons up their wattage. 8. Cal basketball has been golden against Oregon. 9. Starks a long-distance success story for OSU. 10. Hickson's goodbye tweet and Blazer backpedaling. 11. Thunder.
Tracktown. So I don't have to remember the whole name of the article. I can just catch some words.
Tracktown Guru is crazy like a fox. Vin Lanana has grown accustomed to people scoffing at his big ideas. So, when he talks about the city of Eugene making a bid for the 2019 IAAF World Outdoor Track, and when he talks about the need to renovate Hayward Field into a modern, high-tech facility with adjoining indoor space, he knows there will be resistance. Plus, when he stopped.
You can see that that's a nice, quick alternative to the tap and stop. And it paused it right where I was. So I'm going to demonstrate read again real quick here with the double tap approach. Read again. That's a one finger double tap.
Tracktown Guru is crazy like a fox. Vin Lanana has grown accustomed to people's stopped.
All right, so I stopped the reading, and now I'm going to demonstrate another option that you have from within the article. Let's say that you're in this section. I'm in the sports section of the Register Guard, and I want to move forward into the next article. I've got a couple of ways I could do that. I could either go back to the articles list, the screen that listed the number of, you know, the various articles in the sports section, simply by double tapping and saying articles. But I can also do it a little bit quicker. If I know I just want to go to the next article, I can use, once again, a pretty intuitive command, next. Next.
Beacons up their wattage. There a chance is. Meeting in the parking lot of a South Eugene.
Next. It'll take me to the next article. Once again.
Cal basketball has been golden against Oregon. See?
Previous.
Beacons up their wattage. A chance. Stopped.
Okay, so it worked. I'm going to go back to sections because I'm at a lower level in the history of my work right now. I know I'm in the Register Guard in a particular article right now, and I want to pick a different section. All I have to do is say sections. Sections.
The Register Guard. Sections.
There it is.
1. Business. 2. Sports. 3. Arts and entertainment. 4. Health and living. 5. Stopped.
I'm going to pause it there. I don't know what these articles are, so I'm going to demonstrate how to select one by number. I can't remember the words, so I'm just going to say 4. And it'll take me to the list item that was number 4.
Health and living. There articles. 1. Colon comfort. 2. In praise of film. 3. Historic port city retains its charm. 4. Send it. Stopped.
Pausing again with a two-finger double tap. That gives us a pretty good demonstration of the functionality of URL. I think it works extremely well. I find it to be very quick. I can use it with my headphones, with a microphone. I can use it with a speaker. Right now I have a small speaker plugged into my headphone jack just to give us a little more amplification for this podcast. But it works very, very well. It also works with Bluetooth headsets. Right now we are using a quality sound that sounds a little like you're on the phone, and that's due to some limitations in the Apple iOS system that causes some technical issues for us when we use the higher A2DP, but we are looking at that as an alternative as well. I think you're going to enjoy URL. URL gives you the ability to read the papers you want, when you want, anytime, without a lot of complex gestures, without the necessity for a lot of complex commands. It pretty much does what you want it to do. It uses intuitive voice commands and a couple quick gestures. If you go to our help menu, you can find answers to any questions you may have regarding the various command options and the techniques you need to use. It should do everything you need to do. I hope you enjoy it. Once again, if you want to take a look at us, at our application, and get more information, go to our website at www.earlspeech.com. earlspeech.com. That's earlspeech.com. Or send us an email at feedback@earlspeech.com. If you need support, you can also email us at support@earlspeech.com. Thanks much. I'll do another podcast here soon that will give you some more advanced information about our settings and our favorites and some of the things you could do to customize Earl.
Learn more about Earl at www.earlspeech.com.
Watch for us at the CSUN Conference in San Diego, February 27th to March 1st.